Bandy, soft, lights, and hard country music. We heard Hank Thompson on Fat Radio and Joe Frazier, I Did It My Way. And let me tell you, I don't mean to brag, but you won't hear that kind of bad music on the air when Laura Ellen gets here. Huh, she's going to play good music. Search me. I don't understand it either. Ken Nordine on Fat Radio.
I want you to know you're getting better. I don't care what everyone's been saying. You're getting better. They're the ones who've been getting worse. And they don't like what you've been doing, understandably. Do you think they can watch you strip yourself of one unnecessary thing after another, day by day becoming more, so to speak, naked, more free, and not feel the way they do? Of course not. It's painful to get rid of things you don't need, and they know it. They wouldn't be saying what they've been saying if they didn't want you to stop. They want you to be the way they are, and to stay that way. You think they can stand to see you not doing what they're doing? Why do you think you're being investigated right now? Why do you think you're under maximum security? You know the answer. I don't have to tell you. They're afraid of you. It's that simple. They're afraid of you because you're becoming less and less like them. I'll tell you what's happening to you. You're coming closer and closer to the far away, closer to the unknown. Do you think they like that? Not on your life. So don't get nervous and start asking for help. That's exactly what they want you to do. Make it on your own, the way you've been doing. And remember, you're getting better. Excuse me, now I have to go. I'll just dissolve right here in front of you.
Honey, I love you. Woman, I want you to.
There's a honky-tonk blues, Hank Williams on Fat Radio, bringing me up to the time of 2 o'clock on KFAT Gilroy, and it's time for me to be signing off. This is Sully saying goodbye, saying thank you for listening, and saying Stanley Brothers to the Hall of Fame. How's that? Wraps it all up. Steph Smith and his Onyx Club Boys. Laura Ellen's up next on Fat Radio.
And baby, I'm betting everything on you. Now, honey, I'm giving all my love to you. Hey, baby. Oh, Lord, help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a crazy big amount. Made up with my lover now. And, honey, I've decided now. If I didn't do, won't do. I'm putting all of my eggs in my big basket. Oh, baby, won't you please come through? Yeah.
rock. Country show love, but she rock. Oh, but she rock. Oh. Back to back, she rock. Hand to hand, she rock. Face to face, she rock. Now kiss your lover, she rock. Oh, oh, she rock. Oh, oh, she rock. Oh.
Now it's time for New Horizons in Music Appreciation. Different approaches to the problem of popularizing the 19th century classics. Now, unlike the Baroque masterworks, 19th century pieces such as the Beethoven symphonies are usually so long and melodramatic that the average listener has to be informed through the use of program notes as to what's going on, in order to prevent him from falling into a confused slumber. The only trouble is that they always turn the lights down in concert halls, so you can't read the notes while the piece is being played. So, here is a new solution to a perennial problem.
Good evening, music fans. Here we are at Philharmonic Hall in New York Mills, Minnesota. It's a beautiful night for a concert. There's not a cloud in the ceiling. And there's quite a crowd out here. About how many do you think there are, Bob?
Oh, I don't know, Pete.
Well, neither do I, but it's quite a crowd. And I think they're looking forward to hearing the New York Mills Philharmonic playing against the Danish conductor, Heilige Dankesang. And here he comes now, ascending the podium. And the players are all lined up and ready to begin the first inning of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 in C minor. And they're off with a flourish. four note theme. This is very exciting. The beginning of a symphony is always very exciting, folks. I don't know whether it's slow or fast yet because it keeps stopping. It doesn't seem to be able to get off the ground yet. And it looks like, yes, it looks like we're coming up to a cadence here, folks. The violins didn't cut off there. A little trouble with the violins. They weren't watching. And there's that four note theme again, folks. And another stop. Just can't seem to get this piece off the ground. Now it seems to be rolling a little bit. Seems to be building up. Tell me, Bob, do you think you'd call that four-note idea a theme or a motif?
Well, Pete, the technical term would be motif that he uses to build a theme.
I see. Thanks for setting me straight about that, Bob. Well, we're heading into the second theme section here, and we can expect a little modulation down there. Wow, did you hear that, Bob? Somebody down there in the horn section really flubbed that note. That was one of the worst fumbles I think I've ever witnessed in all my days. I think it was number one, wasn't it, Bob?
Yes, it was, Pete. That was Bobby Cornhill in the first chair, and that's the third major flub he's made this season, giving him a solo average for the season of approximately .247355, which is pretty darn low for a first chair man.
You think there's some chance he might be sold to another orchestra?
Well, it's hard to say, Pete. Cornhill's very good in the long solos, things like the Rachmaninoff Piano Concerto. So I think if he pulls himself together a bit, they'll probably keep him around, although I suppose he might...
Well, I think it's development time down there now, Bob. Let's see what's going to happen. The horns are starting it off. They seem to be in pretty good shape now, and I get the feeling that we're probably going to be hearing a lot of that four-note motif, don't you, Bob?
Yes, I do, Pete.
So do I, Bob. Well, they obviously are stuck with that four-note motif, and they're going to be fooling around with it for quite a while. You notice it's pretty hot in here, Bob?
Yes, I do, Pete.
Yeah, I think the air conditioning has gone off, which is just one of the things. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's something going on down there on the stage, folks. There's something happening down there. It's really building up tension. The crowd is getting very excited. The brasses have come in, and the timpani, and everybody, and it's extremely exciting. I think we're building up to a fugue. No, the basses are not picking up the theme, folks. It is not a fugue. The violins tried to make it one, but the basses are not following up. No, instead of a fugue, folks, he seems to be taking the theme and breaking it up into little pieces. Just two notes left of that theme now being thrown around from player to player. And it's getting softer and softer down there, folks. I think they're losing steam. They seem to be running out of steam. And it's just getting a little bit lethargic down there, if you want to know the truth. It's gotten down to one note now. And things are... Wait a minute! The brasses have come in and tried to pep things up. A welcome relief. But I'm afraid to no avail. Things are still pretty somberish. Wait a minute. Here they come again. They're really determined. It sounds very familiar. And I think we've reached the recap, Bob, don't you?
There's no doubt about it, Pete. Your average Beethoven symphony usually has a recap right after the second quarter. And this one is falling right into line.
Well, let's see if those violins can cut off with the rest of the orchestra and the cadence is coming up. Wait a minute. This time it's the oboe holding the note too long. Wait, he's playing a cadenza. He must be out of his mind. He thinks it's an oboe concerto. The conductor's standing down there. He doesn't know what to do. Have you ever heard anything like that, Bob?
I certainly haven't, Pete. I think it was a disgraceful display of lack of teamsmanship. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if Highwood's name wasn't on the roster next season, although I must say that the fans really seem to go for these outbursts of temperament.
Well, I always say, Bob, professional music teams wouldn't exist without the spectators. Anyway, we're into the home stretch here with the second theme coming up, and we should be in C minor right up to the double bar. Wait a minute. That's really something, Bob. The piece's build is being in C minor, and yet it looks like it's going to end in C major.
It's really something, Pete.
Well, I think it's something that the Composers Commission ought to look into, and I suspect that they will as soon as this gets out. But it looks like it's going to be an ending anyway. Things are building up a little there. The violins have really gotten a hold of things. They're really beginning to roll, and now he's adding all the woodwinds there. He's thrown in all his brass and the timpani, and it's tutti all the way, folks. He's got a great piece on his hands here, and he looks like he's really coming into the home stretch. Well, I guess that about wraps it up, hey, Bob?
Yeah, Pete, it's been a good piece.
I think he can really have something to be proud of himself here. Wait a minute! The brasses are taking the theme! They're not letting it stop! They're taking the theme and running ahead! Bob, this piece is definitely going to go into overdrive. overtime. I can see that. The crowd is going wild. They're standing up on their feet. They're jumping. They're stomping. They're yelling. And let me tell you that down on that stage, the players are doing a bit of running around themselves. Nobody, but nobody knows where the theme is. The audience, nor the players, nobody knows where their theme is. Everybody is running around, and believe me, it's very exciting. This is the kind of thing that only happens once in 10 years, folks. They've got a new theme going on down there. I can't believe it. Bob, do you know where this new theme comes from?
Well, Pete, it probably comes from, No, I don't, Pete.
Well, they're tossing it around now. The woodwinds have it, and then the strings have it. Nobody seems to be able to keep his hands on that theme. It's getting tossed around from player to player, from section to section. And believe me, folks, the audience is just as confused as the players is about who is going to have that theme finally. Wait a minute. The strings have got a hold of it. The strings have got a hold of that theme, and they are not going to let go. What's this? I can't believe my ears. It sounds as if it's another recap. It sounds as if he's going right back to the beginning. If this is true, it's the first time it's happened in 10 years of concert casting. Wait a minute. Those sound like final chords, though. This may be... That may be it, folks. I'm looking down at the referee. Yes, yes, that is it. That is the end of the piece. The players are taking off their helmets, and the conductor has turned around and is acknowledging the cheers of the crowd. Well, it was quite a symphony, wasn't it, Bob?
It was quite a symphony, Pete, and I think the fans feel that they got their money's worth.
So do I, Bob. And I don't think there's any doubt about who won this contest either. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if the critics slap a stiff penalty on some of the players, particularly Bobby Corno.
Neither would I, Pete. And, of course, this was a very important victory for Haile Gadankazong, since it puts him right up there at the top of the conductor's league.
That's right, Bob. That means that he'll be up against the Fargo-Moorhead Symphony in the World 12-Tone Series next month. And let's see, they not only lead the orchestral league, but I think they're unbeaten this season, aren't they, Bob?
You said it, Pete. And if Gadankazong can win four concerts off them, he'll be the first conductor to earn the pennant since Toscanini.
Well, that's quite a challenge, Bob. Now I think I'd better be heading down to the locker rooms to have a chat with Gadankazong himself.
Well, Pete, I think he was supposed to be doing a baton commercial after the concert, but why didn't you give it a try?
I'll do that, Bob. So for now, this is Pete Shickley.
And,
is that it?
Bob that's Dennis.
Signing off for the wonderful wide world of notes.
As good as we get.
That's, he's rolling out.
W-O-O-F gives you the time of day.
That must be it. That well, was
no,
it.
No, go ahead. Do it again. What's the matter? Chicken?
23.
Oh, guy. Dare ya. Double
Don't,
dare ya.
Double dare. I think you're mocking me with that piece. You know where I, you know where
that's
I'm doing.
True.
You know where I'm working now.
Well, yes.
Down the peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
At that classical station down there, right?
Go ahead, do an ad for it.
Do an ad for them? Do an ad for them?
She's too modest. K-Bach.
Too modest. K-Bach. The next hot oldies station on the block.
We're talking serious.
We played
oldies.
Oh, we played serious country oldies here. K-Bach plays serious, older than oldies. Moldy Goldens, we call them. Moldy Goldens. This is Fat Radio. I don't have to give an ID. I'm late. I got stuck behind a guy. When I got up close enough to find out where he was from Arizona. Now, doesn't that just beat all? And they always told me those stories about Arizonians when they come to California. This is Fat Radio. My name's Laura Allen. Let me just play something. I was going to play number three. Play this one for you.
If you think I ain't been treating you right, maybe I'm imagining these last few years. When you said there ain't been no one but you, I guess you could have meant the way I held my tears. When you leave to go out for fun, but don't ask you where you stay at night. Go on, have yourself a good time for me. And I don't wanna hear the phone ring unless it's for me. I got business coming in and my style don't come for free. And it don't matter to me anymore who you see. can be waiting up, and I ain't got no extra key. But I'll give you another dollar for a drink, 'cause I know you a whole lot better than you think. Go on and have yourself a good time for me. If you think I ain't been treating you right, maybe I'm imagining these last few years. When you said there ain't been no one but you, I guess you could have meant the way I held my tears. When you leave to go right for your fun, make sure don't ask you where you stay at night. Go on and have yourself a good time for me. Hey, babe, go on and have yourself a damn good time for me.
Every moment that you feel, wouldn't be pounding all this pavement, ride a Cooperville. And if I had a reason, change my money into time, I'd be living at the Hilton, I'd be spending every dime. I know I had a chance to have you, really wasn't so absurd, really wasn't laughing at you, could have had me with a word. We were whispered close together, all the boys were keeping score, I was waiting out the weather, one eye out the barroom. And I heard this one long distance call, and there was no resistance at all, and it was just a joke for you. You took it well. Under par, I began to do some planning while I was standing at the bar. I was feeling misforgotten, gotten all that I could take, made everything that was for making, made the most of my mistake. Then there was one long distance call, and there was no resistance at all, not for sale. Really not in New York City. It's just a place to get my mail.
Dance hall girls will treat you kind. They'll give you their bodies, but you'll never reach their mind. They'll fill you up with lipstick lies. When they put you down, son, don't be surprised. Is this the way it always is here in Baltimore? I've held her mountains, I've kissed her plains, I've touched her sunshine, and I drank her rain. I bent so far, then I broke too fast. Thought I had a winner pick, but I came in last. Again, is this the way it always is here in Baltimore? I must have chosen the wrong season to come down. I never realized they call this sacred ground. My sense of time, hell, I'm a week behind. I sent a letter home, but this all takes time, you know. I wanna get some money, I wanna go back home. These dance hall girls know how to make a man feel alone. Is this the way it always is here in Baltimore?
two silly sisters, Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Sometimes I've often wondered, I have five sisters, and I've often wondered how anyone could be so close and do such wonderful harmonies. My sisters and I used to fight like alley cats all the time, and we all grew up to be very different, but these two silly sisters grew up and made beautiful music. One of these ladies, and I keep getting the two of them mixed up. I've never gotten them straight, Kate or Anna McGarrigle. One of them married a fellow by the name of George Gerds, who wrote the... He was a strangeo. His one and only album that I think I've ever seen was called Son of Obituary. And he wrote the all-time great dog song. Maybe I'll try and find that. It's called Hey Packy. It's a wonderful song. The other married Loudon Wainwright III. Interesting family lines there. Kate and Anna McGarrigle. Before that, Fraser and DeBolt, a Canadian couple, folk couple from way back when. In fact, this album... Well, let's see. This album arrived at the studios of KDNA Radio in St. Louis in January 1971, so it goes a little ways back. Jonathan Edwards before that, and Free Beer as well. This is Fat Radio. It's KFAT. And I guess we're hanging around this weekend and we're all saying goodbye to something that's meant a lot to us for a long time. I'm just going to play some music, though. Okay.
I can't wait until the hanging's done. I can't bear to see you getting strung. I can't wait until they cut you down. I can't bear to think you in the ground. Why'd you do it, rotten lettuce? Why'd you do it, rotten lettuce? Well, I don't know. The man you shot, he was a ship, they say. Had it come in, maybe anyway. But you can't do a thing like you did. You can't have a life like his. Why'd you do it, rotten lettuce? Why'd you do it, rotten lettuce? Well, I don't know. I don't care. Well, you ran, you tried to get away. Yeah, you ran, you knowed you could not stay. You made me proud to see you get that far. You might have known, sweetheart, to catch you in the bar. Why'd you do it, rotten lettuce? Why'd you do it, rotten lettuce? Well, I don't know.
Hey, I don't care now.
I stood on the corner, had a tear in my eye and a frog in my throat, a terrible acid heartburn stomach. I watched across the street as they was taking my poor old suit. I couldn't imagine what they were gonna do. Now my acid heartburn stomach, it boiled a tear in my eye, cooked the frog in my throat. I had myself a free frog leg on old suit, and all I could do is I watched across as I could talk. And all I could say was please. I said please don't hang.
Please don't, please don't hang.
I said please don't hang.
Please don't, please don't hang.
I said please don't hang.
Please don't, please don't hang.
Please don't hang. Please don't hang. Please don't hang, my gal. See, we're my good gal, y'all. Drank, it made me feel drunk too. The way you stank, it made me stink like you. The things you said made me a slur like you. The things you did made me a mess like you.
Why'd you do it? Rotten lettuce, why'd you do it? Rotten lettuce soup. Well, I don't know,
I don't care.
Well, you stuck me with the bills you didn't pay. It doesn't matter, won't pay them anyway. But you can't do a thing like it did. And you, my dear, can't have a life like this. Why'd you do it? Rotten lettuce, why'd you do it? Rotten lettuce soup. Well, I don't know,
I don't care. All I could do was take good looks and have good cries. And all I could say was, please don't hang.
Please don't hang.
I said, please don't hang.
Please don't hang.
I said, please don't hang.
Please don't hang. Good gravy. Please don't hang. My baby now. Please don't hang. My gal. I see you my good gal, y'all. Hanging's done. I can't bear see you getting strung. I can't wait until they cut you down. I can't bear thank you in the ground. Why'd you do it? Rotten lettuce. Why'd you do it?
Rotten lettuce soup.
Well, I don't know.
Hey.